The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
This portion of the Joe Piscopo Show sponsored by Headlight Harness, LLC.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The answer.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling.
Robert Goulet, I should have known.
Come on, it's right? Lovely weather for a
sleigh. No, you know, Al, it's just the little things. Now, we got a new board in, so, which is great. I'm very excited about that. But
you want to adjust the microphone here.
Turning that one
at the bottom there does nothing.
I'm convinced all the things that don't work, they bring over to Joe. Yeah. Or go, I don't have any name recognition. I don't have any studio. It's like Joe can do it because he'll make it like that.
But you have Jesus behind you. My son.
Praise Jesus. And that's why I know I'm doing the right thing.
That's right.
Tula.
That's right.
Have you Jesus are. Behind me.
That's right.
Praise Jesus.
Praise Jesus. You're wearing a cross on you. The Blue Lives Matter cross
with my American flag. Good morning. It's Joe on the radio, and you're on YouTube, and you're on Facebook, and we love you for watching. We got a wild show today. I'm going to introduce you to two very special people, but I don't want you to forget, if you're watching or if you get a chance to pick up the iPhone and go on the video portion, am970theanswer.com or at Jersey Joe Piscopo on Twitter, and you'll be able to pick us up because Oz Perlman, he's a mentalist. It's so wild. I think Oz is in. He comes from another planet. He could tell things. I'm so excited about that. It's going to be scary. It's going to be scary. Oz Perlman. And then Super Chef David Burke live in the studio, too. You don't want to miss that. Mike Gallagher's coming in. I just saw Mike. He's going to jump on the air. And Mike Lindell. We have so much to tell you about Mike Lindell live in the studio. And now we have with us, I'm very, very proud. I love when there's new innovative products I told you about. And then they're kind enough when they come in and I have a meeting. And my man Darren in sales says, Joe, I want you to meet Peter Pianelli and sit down. Peter's a Wall Street guy, and he and his wife Marilyn are local New Jersey couple, and they come up with this great product that could serve you better, that headlight harness that I absolutely love. I'm a dog owner. I'm a dog. I love her. What am I going to tell you? The headlight harness, we wanted to just open up a couple minutes for Marilyn. Peter, this is a great story because how many times do you say to yourself, God, how do we invent this? How do we come up with this? We have a business couple that epitomizes everything good about that, being innovative. Marilyn, how are you? Good to see you
good,
again.
Joe. Thank you,
Peter,
for having
my man.
Me.
How you doing, buddy?
Joe, pleasure to meet you.
Good, you too. You gave me a fist bump because you know I'm a germaphobe. You were afraid to check in, but you will notice. Speaking of sponsors, good sponsors on the show, I reach inside my jacket like this, and I got Durasan with my face on it like that. So great to have you guys with us, man. Frankie, what was that? Frankie sneaked in and sneaked out.
He was telling Marilyn to stay close to the microphone, which I had told her.
Thank you, Frankie. Oversee the consummate producer. Yes. Always watching over. Hey, guys, you got up early.
Yeah, very early. Yes.
Well, you have children. I forgot. Did you tell me?
I have a 4-year-old. Yes.
Oh, my Lord. So you're up and you're at them.
Yeah,
it was the first time she was up before the sun in a very long time.
This is great. So, guys, tell me about, first of all, headlight harness is great. I love that you invented something. You came up with the concept. I want to hear how you came up with it. And I'm not just doing this because you're kind enough to advertise on the show, which we appreciate. This is a great product.
Thank you. Yeah,
the quality of it is great.
It was a long time in the making, wasn't?
Everybody's listening. You always go to like George Foreman. George, how do I come up with that? George, how do I invent that thing? Okay. You guys actually did it without George Foreman.
Yeah, it was a long road. It was not easy at all. It was, as they say, to invent something, all the steps you have to go through, you know, and it's necessity is the mother of innovation, as they say. She was out walking the dog one day. It was late at night. We have very little light in our development. And the dog managed to get out of his harness, run across the street, and he was almost hit by a car. She came home very freaked out.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Uh, didn't want to walk the dog anymore. It was just very, I can't do this, you know, it's too dark, it doesn't make sense. And then the dog was suffering, sitting by the window, wanted to go for a walk. She tried everything, went through the flashlight. We went through using the iPhone to light up where we were going.
Yeah, we all do that. You see people doing that all the time,
walking down the street.
Yeah.
And then it just got to the point where I says, you know, let's throw a little science at this and see what we can come up with. Mm-hmm. And then it took about 6 or 7 months, but we tried to buy something and we couldn't. That's why we invented this. There's nothing out there
so
like it.
So you're a couple in Jersey. And you guys are a great couple, by the way.
Thank you.
And he loves you so much. I talked to him before I met you, Marilyn.
He
was bragging about you in the conference room. Oh, where do you see my wife? Oh, it's great. So you're a couple together, and then you say, how do you? It's on paper first. Do you call a lawyer first? Do you copyright it? How do you start, Peter?
It was, as we said, it was a long process. I made probably 4 or 5 different versions.
You made it yourself?
Yeah, at home. It was more of like, you know,
let me buy.
I would go out and buy a dog harness or a flashlight or try to put them together. Or, I mean, I was using duct tape. You know, like, you name it. I was putting things together, trying it. And then finally, when I got to a very good design that was comfortable, and we, you know, we basically wrote down what we wanted to have in this.
Mm.
And we developed it. And the first one we made, the first time she went out for a walk with the dog, she got stopped within 5 minutes by somebody asking, you know, where did you get that?
Yeah, you're onto something.
Right. And that was, you know, okay, well, could you make me one? Sure. And then I took the dog for a walk. The next day I got stopped by the cops.
Yeah.
And the cops wanted to know where they could get their hands on something like that because, as the officer explained, you know, when they do a DUI stop or they search a car, he goes, you know, a lot of times I have to have, you know, my hand on my gun and I have to hold the flashlight. I can't hold the dog at the same time. I could use something like that.
That's for yourself.
Yeah, that frees a hand up for me. Where did you get it? And then we wound up selling it. And just, I came home, I told her, and I says, you know, I could either make this and give them away.
Yeah.
Or we can try to make this into a business.
Peter, how do you call? Who do you call? I would, like, everybody says, we got a good idea. Marilyn, who do you call? Who could manufacture this?
Well, the first thing, before even manufacture, call a lawyer.
There it is. Okay.
And, you know, and they said, stop walking your dog with it until
the lawyer, typical lawyer.
They didn't want people to see it.
This is great.
The lawyer saw it. They said, listen, you cannot use this. Don't walk the dog with it. We do not want anybody to see this.
But I have to walk my dogs. I need it.
That is great. That is so fun.
And it just, it's grown from there exponentially in just, you know, 18 months.
And by the way, thanks. So I'll tell you, as you're watching and listening, so I ordered, I shouldn't say anything, but I ordered one, and I had, it's, I think, I don't want to reveal because people listen and it's going to be a surprise on Christmas. But I ordered one, and then I just, I didn't want to call you guys.
Hey, can I have a headlight harness?
I don't know why you didn't. I just wanted to go on.
I wanted to go through it. It's so easy. I used my code. I used the Piscopo code, you know, AM970. Put AM970 in, you get a great discount. I went, wow, that's a great deal. The code is great. And I got it, and then, and Peter, you texted me back. Hey, Joe, what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing? It was funny. She comes over to me. She goes, you know, Joe just ordered a harness. I'm like, what? No. Hold on. Let me text him straight.
Absolutely. I got to tell you, Otis loves it. And what I love was very vital, Marilyn, is that it's not a choke situation.
No choke, no pull.
Because you get a dog, sometimes like the Bernese Mountain Dogs, and they can hit, the males get stubborn, whatever they want to do. They could hurt themselves. This is brilliant because it's right around the vet. And Otis doesn't even, it doesn't even, he, it's like he doesn't even have an arm.
As you said, we went through everything that we possibly could. We put memory foam in the chest. It's a no choke, no pull design. Trainers use it. I mean, we've had trainers help us in the design where, you know, as you said, when the dog chokes himself and you pull, the dog's reaction as you choke him is to pull away, just like you. If I'm pinching your arm, you pull your arm away. And it just becomes a cycle of the dog pulls away from you, you pull the dog to get him back, and now the dog pulls away.
Yeah.
With the harness, that completely stops. You use it a few times. Within a week, the dog starts to calm down, as you've noticed, and they just kind of relax with it.
Is Hamaker Schlemmer still around, that catalog? Remember that guy? You guys are Sharper Image. That's what you guys should be.
Yeah, that's a good idea, actually.
Something like that, you know, because I'm telling you, this is going to explode all over like this.
Fingers crossed. QVC. Yeah, we've had QVC reach out to us. We've had the Shark Tank people give us a call.
Oh, that's great. Shark Tank. Yeah, you'd be great for that. Look at you guys get along so well. How long have you been married? Peter, come on. At least get to think about it.
Beginning of time. No, I...
We're married 12 years. We're together 20.
Is that right?
Oh, yes,
and you're inventing
college.
Products
yeah.
together.
Oh,
yeah, that was
college,
scary.
Yes.
That was scary when it came to the point where, you know, we're starting a business and I looked at her. I'm like, wait, we're going to work together?
Yeah.
I says, I don't know if we're going to be able to do this, but it's, you know, knock on wood. It's worked out
smoothly so far. You know, a nice Jewish girl and an Italian guy working together.
It's a great, I'm telling you, a great combination. I'm just saying. It's so similar. It's so great. And Marilyn, were you working beforehand?
I'm still work in finance.
You're on Wall Street as well?
Yeah,
look at you, because I know Peter's Wall Street and you as well.
Yeah, I started when I was 14 interning.
Really? This is great. And then with the baby, 4-year-old at home.
Yeah, I did the old school Italian thing. If we're going to have a child, you're going to stay home.
No, did you say that?
Yeah.
Work from home, not
work from home. Yeah. Right. It was more, you know,
it's not,
if we're going to have a baby, you're going to raise a baby. That's what I was going to
But it was, you said it nice in a nice way.
Of course. I threw a lot of sugar on it.
And now the 4-year-old. Is our boss.
Yeah,
and now
great.
She's the boss. She runs the boss. She runs everything. She even runs the Headlight Harness. She's got her own business cards.
She wants to help sew. She wants to be at shows.
This is great. Do you go out and do shows? Like Mike Lindell comes on. Mike is a great story, too. Mike Lindell from MyPillow. He went to shows. That's the way he got MyPillow started. He would take him out.
Almost every month.
Really?
Every month.
When we first started, that was actually the barometer test for us. Was we had started everything.
Meeting real people
We went to, you know, we had just started just within a month, and then she says to me, oh, there's going to be a giant pet expo in, you know, Edison or something like that. That was the nerve-wracking time. Like that
this
first
is the way.
Day
See?
Was when I was shaking, and we went in like, look, how do I know? I mean, I know it's a good idea. I know I like it. People say they like it. But is it a feasible business? That was the first time. And, you know, we sold out. The first day we brought everything
in. I can't be happy like this, Al. This nice married couple. Maybe I should have started a business with my exes. Maybe I would have started.
Oh, yeah, that would have been a good idea.
I wouldn't.
You're already paying enough. Yeah.
Starting a business is...
You guys are so happy. I'm looking at you going,
supported businesses, you know.
Unbelievable. So. How did you meet?
At Ryder.
Oh, Jersey.
I love it.
It is great. And been together for all those years. God bless, little one. And then you said, let's do it. Yeah, I tell you, it's an inspiration. And what I love about the Headlight Harness is that you did it together. And I wanted to talk to you because it's innovative. A lot of people have the same idea. And you could do it. You could actually do it.
Right.
It takes a lot of work. Did you get, if I can ask, financing from an outside source?
No, that was the other thing.
Boy.
We did it all by ourselves. We had a lot of people come to us.
Wow.
It was funny. We had a few big offers within 6 months of people trying to get in, and that's where I had to come home to her and say, hey, listen, we can, you know, make a good chunk of change on this now and walk away, or ride this out and see where it goes, and might as well take the ride with it.
For the first 2 years, it was tough.
When am I going to come up with another idea like this?
Yeah.
Really? You know, like, that's the other thing. People say, oh, you know, you have a $1 million idea. How often do
but
you have
offer,
it?
They offer it. It's like with Stallone with his first script. You know, Chaz Palminteri with A Bronx Tale, same thing.
Right.
They said, here's $1 million. You're an out-of-work actor. You go, $1 million. This is great. Chaz stood firm. Sly stood firm. You guys are doing the right thing.
Thanks.
Headlight Harness. Give us the information where we can go. And it's headlightharness.com.
Yeah, headlightharness.com. Use AM970, the code.
Boom.
Yeah.
And
you get 20% off.
I tell you, I use my own code.
It makes a great Christmas.
It does my heart so well when I'm telling, you know, this is our family. If folks watching and listen, that's the family, man. So when I could say, here, here's a great product, and then here's a discount code, and then when I do it myself, I go, yeah, it makes me feel good. God bless you. Marilyn, thank you for coming on the show,
first of all. Thank you so much for having us.
No, thanks for believing in the show. We appreciate it. But really, more importantly, this is a great success story. And even more importantly, you're from New Jersey. So we love that. And you stayed
in. And he's Italian.
It's incredible. You guys are the best. Marilyn and Peter Pianelli from Headlight Harness. Headlightharness.com. Thanks, Marilyn. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me.
Peter, thanks, brother. Thanks, man. And what kind of dog you got, by the way?
He's a little silky terrier. He's got to be like 11 or 12 pounds. He blends right in. That's why he's black. He blends in at night.
He's small. Small dog.
Yeah, tiny. It's 11,
and you can put
pounds.
The Headlight Harness right now.
Oh, right around him. He even keeps him seated in the car. I used to hate driving around with him in the car because he wanted to drive. He'd jump into my lap, go up onto the steering
wheel.
Now you just, with the Headlight Harness, it's got the, you know, the reinforced handle on the back.
By the way, the reflector tape is awesome.
Right, you could see it from a good half a mile away. Once a car comes down the street, they don't even come near you. They just stop.
And cars always stop, right? Like far away. And
I
saw this from far.
I was right here. I was right here. And I know we got to break, Frankie. I pulled up. I was bringing flowers to my Olivia, to her birthday party. I said, let me stop in the office, check mail, whatever. So I come in, and I had to let Otis out to do his business. I've talked about it on the air. and there was a car coming up, James, right here. And as soon as Otis got out, the car stopped. They don't know what it is, which is great.
Which is great. You don't have to worry about them coming near you, coming by at 50. They slow down because they want to see what it is.
I love it. Headlightharness.com. Guys, thank you. God bless you.
Thank you.
What a couple. Oh, my gosh. Now I got, Al, there's hope for me somewhere, huh? No?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Just remember. Just remember. What? You have Jesus behind you.
Thank
you. Just remember.
I keep the Jesus behind me. I'm trying to convert Al. Yeah. Not really
not
working.
No,
well,
no,
yeah, sorry. Good luck. The Pianellis. Hey, Deb, how are you this morning, my dear?
I'm doing. What a great gift this is for
you
the
know,
holidays.
And
wow.
It's a couple that invented it, and they're from New Jersey. It doesn't get better than this. It's such a great success story, and they were here. Don't forget us, by the way. When you're on Shark Tank and you're big shots all over.
Episcopal family, 970 family.
There it is.
We call it the Headlight Harness family. All our customers are
family now. We love you. We love you guys. Thank you, Marilyn Peter. Debbie, love you too. How are we doing traffic-wise out there this morning?
Well, good morning, Joe. Good morning, Marilyn and Peter. Good morning, everybody. Let's take it out to the Gowanus. It's busy on the eastbound Gowanus heading up toward 38th Street. It's an accident blocking one lane, 10 to 15 in at the Queens Midtown Tunnel, Grand Central Parkway West, right at the Clearview, getting reports of a collision there. It's still busy on the Deegan South in toward the Grand Concourse, getting reports of a stalled car. Traffic is moving slowly as you head to the Southern State West at 107. Accident blocking one lane there. Inbound GWB 35, Lincoln 40, Holland 40, 80 East exit 52, a crash. Then by exit 53 in Wayne, another accident. Outer bridge crossing, heavy into Jersey with a disabled vehicle. 287 North at Route 78, an accident there as well. Watch for slowdown still on 287 westbound, getting out toward 9A, getting out past Harrison. That's a collision. 287 eastbound by 8E. It's an accident on the shoulder, so that's still causing delays as well. Sunny today with a high of about 40. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on Piscopo in the morning, AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager has a simple test to check moral clarity.
This is another exam that I would like to give to help determine a person's thinking. Like, do you support all black dormitories on college campuses? Do you think Israel is the villain in the Middle East? There are some very clarifying conscience and moral compass issues.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Michael Medved at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the smartwaytobuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy. .com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
In absolutely thrilling fashion, the Seton Hall Pirates edged ninth-ranked Kentucky in overtime, 84-83 at Madison Square Garden on Saturday for their first non-conference regular season victory over a top-10 team since 1992. Miles Cale drained a go-ahead three-point game winner with only 9.5 seconds left in overtime. That was after the Pirates thought they had won the game on a three-pointer by Miles Powell with only 1.5 seconds left in regulation, only for Kentucky to respond with a half-court buzzer beater to force overtime. The Pirates can take a slight breather since they don't play again until Saturday, but the Garden State Hardwood Classic Trophy will be on the line as they host New Jersey arch-rival Rutgers. Tip time is scheduled for 2 p.m. You can hear all the action on the radio with Gary Cohen and Dave Popkin on the call on your home for Seton Hall men's basketball, AM 970, The Answer. With the Seton Hall Minute, I'm Matt Sweeney.
I called Mike Connors yesterday. I said, I've had it. I'm so confused with what to do with the estate. It's so confusing when you think about nursing home, you think about all those things. And, you know, you know bills from nursing home can come to $15,000 a month, right? And you want to live comfortably. You work so hard to keep your money in retirement. Forget about it. I didn't know what to do. I called Lisa in Mike Connor's office. Boom. I said, Lisa, I got to talk to Mike. I gotta figure out what's going on with my life. And God forbid you keep your money. No, you don't keep the money. The government takes all your money. So you got to create a trust, and you want it to be good. And then there's other people. Who gets the money? How do they get the money? You have to be meticulous in your planning. And Mike Connors can plan exactly everything from what you want to do with your money. Mike has you keep your control. Make your choice over your assets and not having the government or some unfortunate situation take over. You know, Connors and Sullivan's lawyer, got to give Sullivan a shout out too, right, Frankie? Connors and Sullivan's lawyers can customize a plan that specifically protects your interests, including your home. You can schedule a free initial consultation. That's what I'm doing. I called Lisa. She was so nice, with a Connors and Sullivan attorney to discuss your issues and your concerns. They're in Brooklyn. They're in Manhattan. They're in Queens, in Staten Island. Here's the number for Connors and Sullivan. I would advise you that you give them a call. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. You can also go to ConnorsandSullivan.com. Don't let nursing home bills take your life savings. You know, leave you bankrupt. Please try this. Just try this morning. ConnorsandSullivan.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Good morning, good morning. You got to make way for Mr. Mike Lindell coming into the studio. Working with, is Elvis in the building?
West Broadway.
All right, he's coming in. Let's listen to a little Seeger. Radio Piscopo live from New York.
She stood there bright as the sun on that California coast. He was a Midwestern boy on his own. She looked at him with those soft eyes so innocent and blue. He knew right then he was too far from home. Too far from home.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. 877-970-2999. So funny. I don't know what I did. Oh, our feed went down. She was looking so good, too, right? So good. That's all right. That's all right. We'll get
it's
it
like,
back.
It's like in Spinal Tap when they give him the album, you know, Smell the Glove is Here, and it's all black.
Yeah.
It can't be any blacker. It's like...
Spinal Tap. Hey, Joe on the radio.
Great movie.
Michael, you know what
it is. Come on, that's a classic.
Yeah, you're right. Rob Reiner
was a genius with that movie.
Yeah, and you got to put aside all the politics, you know, the hate they have for the president, but you still can admire, I think. Oh, gosh. You know, some of the people. I'd put all that politics aside, and I appreciate them as artists. Mike Lindell's going to join us momentarily. Hey, you know, Mike Gallagher on the show as well. I'm so excited to get Oz Perlman in. This guy is great, and that he's coming into the studio. He's very much in demand.
Absolutely.
He's a big, this guy, he has his own special on NBC.
Yeah, no, he's an international star.
With Jimmy
star.
Fallon and everything, so Oz, it's just great that he's coming in.
Terrific.
What should we ask him?
Let him do his thing.
Oh, my God, I'm embarrassed. He'll go, because he could dig into your brain like nobody else, man.
Let's hope Jeannie's not listening every time he comes in.
Oh, no, Frank, really? Really?
I will predict.
Really?
Oz will walk in. He'll go, yeah, you were talking about a woman.
Not guilty. Not guilty. And David Berg, Chef Berg is going to be with us, too. He's with, we can't mention the guy. But that's a big international radio guy.
He's on another radio station. You know, he's.
Who was a nice guy, a great guy.
Oh, great guy.
And so Chef Burke is just like, man, I tell you, everything David Burke is just exploding all around the country, and we're so happy. Because where did he come first, Frankie?
Right here.
Right here.
That's right.
Headlight Harness, when Marilyn Peter, what a great couple, by the way.
They didn't even have a dog before they started.
And they're going to go, now they're going to be on Shark Tank, they'll be on QVC. Joe, who was that Italian guy who had that radio show in New York, you know? Just like that. Hey, Frankie Five Boroughs, let's talk. So what's going on with... Brexit. Now, Theresa May is walk me through this, because I just want to go to Europe for a second. Why? I don't know. But France has its problems. That's because the problem with France is they're giving everything for free in a socialist way, although they're a democracy, but they're not paying people. They're not paying the people. So Macron went on television and said, all right, we're going to give you a bonus. Macron is now ordering companies to give a bonus. Is that right?
Well, more or less. So he went on television yesterday, nationally televised address, and asked for more time. He asked for a little patience. Now, what sparked these yellow vest riots protests initially was the rise in the gas tax. They were going to raise the gas tax, and
explain how much that was.
Yeah, it was pretty significant. I don't have the exact
gas
numbers.
Gas is like $7 a gallon.
Now, this was not like the Occupy movement, which was primarily driven by the left. It was not like the Tea Party movement that was primarily driven by the right. This was a left, right, center, and non-political coalition of people that said, we've had enough. And I wish we'd have a yellow vest protest in this country along the same lines, without the rioting and the setting fire to cars and burning stores and looting stores. So yesterday, Macron came out and announced, all right, we hear you. We're not going to raise the fuel tax. We are also going to raise the minimum wage. We're also going to crack down on tax evasion. So we'll see what this does, but it doesn't seem to be doing anything to foment, to stem the tide of the discontent that's in France right now. What happens is, this is the problem with this top two system that they have, is that they had 12 candidates in the presidential election, maybe more, and then you get it boils down to just two. One of them was a very polarizing right-wing populist, Marine Le Pen. So you had a lot of centrists and center-left people that said, all right, we can't vote for her. We got to hold our nose and vote for Macron. You also have a lot of Republicans who said, all right, we can't vote for her or for him because he was part of a socialist government. They ended up leaving their ballots blank. This is essentially the system that they have in California. So it doesn't really provide for dissenting voices to have a part in the government.
And what's happening with Brexit, because everybody in England wants to leave the European Union.
Well, not everybody, but a majority did vote for that.
Yeah, right. But now, why did Theresa May postpone that vote? She didn't think she would get the vote that she wanted. Did she soften this Brexit situation? What's up with that?
Well, they were scheduled to vote today, and as you mentioned, they have postponed this. Now, they don't know where this is going because it depends on how hard this Brexit is going to be. Right now, there's no plan in place. And that means, as of now, there's going to be what they call a hard Brexit on March 29th. That's going to mean, in one, like a Band-Aid, pulling off a Band-Aid, in one sudden dramatic moment, Britain is going to completely leave the EU. Now, what Theresa May was trying to do was say, all right, we're leaving, but not leaving. Yeah.
People got very upset with that.
So it looks like her leadership is in trouble. One of the leading Brexit people in her own party, Boris Johnson, seems to be calling for her head. It's not looking good for her politically, but we don't know what it means for the economy, because this rattled markets yesterday when it looked like they were going to make this vote. And when they pushed off this vote, markets settled down a little bit.
I know what I wanted to ask you about. Khashoggi. What happened? What's his new stuff with Khashoggi?
Okay,
covering all the world affairs, Frankie Fibrello's Episcopo on the radio.
A lot of people wondering who was going to be the Time Magazine Person of the Year. A lot of people said it was going to be Trump. A lot of people said it was going to be Mueller. But it is murdered Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi, along with other journalists who've been victimized. The victims of the Capital Gazette shooting in Maryland, Filipino journalist Maria Ressa, and jailed journalists Wallone and Kya So Osius. They have been collectively named Times Person of the Year.
I mean, now, listen, may Khashoggi rest in peace, but really, they said he was a journalist, an American resident, but wasn't there more to this guy than we actually know, Frankie, like being with the Muslim Brotherhood and the like?
Well, yeah, so he was at one time, you know, best friends with Osama bin Laden. But you got to give the guy credit for being willing to criticize the Saudi royal family. He called them out on their nonsense at a time when our American leaders, Republican and Democrat, couldn't bend over fast enough for these guys in order to cash their
checks.
Did
he work in the intelligence community for the Saudis too, Khashoggi?
No,
wasn't he inside? And I want to use the word shady, and let me the guy rest in peace. And the way he died,
he was very good friends with the Turkish president. President Erdogan, who's not exactly a champion of Jeffersonian democracy. So you're affiliated with the Muslim Brotherhood, used to be friends, best friends with Osama bin Laden. And
but to call him a journalist, I mean, why am I having a problem with that? He's just like a journalist. He wasn't really so much that. I mean, it looks like Time magazine is stretching that a little bit.
An opinion?
Well, I mean, he was a columnist. Yeah. He was a columnist. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what's interesting? Not to take away from the Person of the Year award, but Patricia Heaton, the actress, tweeted something last night that I ended up retweeting that I think is very interesting. She called out Time magazine and said, "Why isn't the actor Gary Sinise ever on the Person of the Year list?"
Yeah,
why? And she called out the Academy Awards too, and saying, "Why isn't he ever picked for the Jean Hersault Humanitarian Award? He raises $30 million a year to build homes for wounded vets, along with his Gold Star family."
Well, look, I think that you could certainly make a compelling case for that humanitarian award, but in terms of the Person of the Year, it's supposed to be the most newsworthy person that there is. I don't think you can compare Gary Sinise to Trump, Mueller, or even Khashoggi.
All right, so take time out of the equation, but the Academy Awards.
She's right though, and my.
Can we get, a we year should, we is should, not a drop in the bucket.
But we should reach out to Gary because he's very under the radar. And this guy with his Captain Dan band goes out. Thanks for bringing that up. It's very,
just
very
saying,
true.
Out of the goodness of his heart, he's not making money off of it. He's doing it on his own.
But they had Ayatollah Khomeini as man of the year, didn't they? At one time.
Hitler, Stalin.
So... I don't understand. Does anybody read Time magazine anyway?
Yeah, well, it's not about who's a good person. It's about who's the most newsworthy.
All right, I'll tell you. We'll take a break. We'll find Mike. Mike was running across Broadway last we heard.
West
Mike
Broadway.
Was he okay? Is there a West Broadway? He is the best. I know Mike. He's probably literally running across the streets.
Maybe we get him to pick up bagels or something.
Yeah. No. Please, my pillows and mattress toppers.
No, I don't even want
to. Yeah, it's all right. Hey, Al is going to give us the headline news right now on AM 970 The Answer. And AM970TheAnswer.com, you're watching on Facebook and YouTube. We're back and we're up and we're running. And Al's got all the headline news from New York live and local on AM 970 The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970 The Answer.
30 degrees at 836. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Former Rockland Bus Company owner Richard Brega is going to prison. He was sentenced on Monday to 4 years and 2 months behind bars. Prosecutors say he put children in danger when he took tens of thousands of dollars to repair school buses but then failed to maintain them. Brega was also convicted earlier this year of filtering thousands of dollars in campaign money to a candidate running for Rockland County Executive in 2013. He's scheduled to be sentenced today for those illegal contributions. Police are saying a faulty heating device is behind the smoke that led to the evacuation of a Homedel nursing home. Cops and area firefighters responded to heavy smoke at the Arnold Walter Nursing Home on Laurel Avenue early yesterday. Patients, some of whom were unable to walk or move themselves, were all moved to a different part of the facility. As a result, officials now say a faulty air handler located in the building's roof was behind the smoke. No related injuries were reported. In sports, the Rangers gave up a hat trick to Steven Stamkos in a 6-3 loss to the Lightning. Devils scored first before the Sharks pulled away for a 5-2 win in San Jose. New Jersey has lost 8 of their last 9, and the Devils are last in the East with 28 points. Monday Night Football, Seahawks scored 18 points in the fourth quarter. That broke open a 3-0 game and beat the Vikings 21-7. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks. Let's go to Westchester County, 287 West, exit 9A. It's an accident in the right lane. Eastbound 287, still heavy by 8E with an overturned truck on the shoulder. Traffic is moving slowly in both directions. Let's see what's happening here as you head to the Hudson River crossings over on the southbound thruway. Still slowing down right at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Inbound GWB 25, Lincoln 30, Holland 30. It's busy on 80 West, exit 55 in Totowa. It's an accident being cleared. Traffic still slowing down on 287 northbound, exit 14, a crash in Bridgewater. 78 eastbound, exit 48, getting out towards Springfield. An accident there to deal with as well. And we're still seeing slowdowns on the eastbound Gowanus at 38. The accident finally cleared. Stop and go on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound Richmond Ave all the way out to the Verrazano Bridge. And slowdowns on the Grand Central Parkway westbound at the Clearview with an accident cleared. Sunny today, high of about 40. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by the Exogen Temporal Scanner. Cold and flu season hits hard, especially for the millions of people living with heart disease, asthma, or cancer. Use the number one hospital-preferred thermometer, the Exogen Temporal Scanner, backed by more than 70 clinical studies.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
I'm so pleased that many of you have joined AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. Let me give you a great story here. Say you take $16 to a retail location, let's say number one, and they give you a golden magic bean. Then you carry that magic bean with you wherever you go. Somehow it magically saves you serious money wherever you go. Not only that, but retail location number one uses your original $16 to do good in the community. Would you do it? Who wouldn't want a magic bean? Well, welcome to the AMAC Senior Card. For just $16, your annual membership will instantly save you tremendously on restaurants, travel, the movies, health insurance, and way more. But just as important, unlike the AARP card, where your dollars support some pretty scary liberal agendas, your AMAC card supports conservative stances, pro-life, saving Medicare, sensible immigration reform. Go to www.amac.us and join today. AMAC.us or call 888-262-2006, 888-262-2006, and sign up and join AMAC if you're over 50 like I am today.
Thank you, Mike Gallagher. Mike graces the airwaves at AM 970 The Answer at 10:05. You don't want to miss Mike. Mike's going to join us just in a little while as well in this hour. You know, when you or a family member are in an accident, the name that comes to mind is Bramnick. I tell you this every morning because I love you. Lawyers John and Brent Bramnick at the Bramnick Law Firm can be reached 7 days a week. Phone consultations are free. You know that. Accident cases are handled on a contingency fee. No recovery, no fee. John Bramnick began his law practice way back in 1984. Now John's got 17 lawyers and a staff of 30 ready to assist you. But not every accident results in a lawsuit. But if a lawsuit is necessary, the Bramnicks have the resources to pursue the case and to take it to trial. You know, and not all cases require a trial. But Bramnick lawyers have the trial experience necessary to fight for your fair compensation. Now, it's a very tough time. You get in an accident, you have a malpractice situation, you're not sure what to do, you're wondering how your medical bills are going to be paid, how you're going to be compensated for lost earnings. Bramnick has all the answers. The Bramnick lawyers handle on-the-job accidents as well as a wide variety of cases involving negligence. Here is the number for the Bramnick Law Firm. 877-423-4878. It's 877-423-4878. 4878, or you can reach them at johnbramnick.com. That's johnbramnick.com.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
As for Kathy in the office, she's so nice. I always see her all the time walking back. And she goes, Joe, you got to play some Temptations for me, man. You got to play some Temptations. There it is. That's for Kathy in there. The legendary Temptations. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Mike Lindell working his way in the studio. Mike Gallagher. Mike, we may have to put on at 9 o'clock. You know, it's so interesting how I always complain about traffic in the city. And people go, Joe, wow, you get up so early. You come in so early. And I go, getting to the Holland Tunnel is not the problem. You go in that hour of the morning, you could zip by carefully on 78, and then you swing because Hunterdon County is kind of where I live is kind of south. So 40 minutes, I'm at the Holland Tunnel. Mm. It's getting into New York that's the problem. And in the, certainly early morning, it's not too bad. It's
That's the trick. People should do their commuting before 6 a.m.
Well, I'm thinking maybe the trucks, like I said, should have 11 to 5 in the morning, 11 p.m. or, you know, they should have, the trucks should have their time because even, and I'm a very, very pro truck driver. That is an impossible job and they work harder than anybody. They really do, our truckers, but it's tough on 78. They avoid the turnpike. They take 78 all those local roads are being jammed by these big tractor trailers, and most of the accidents are because you can't put trucks and cars. The New Jersey Turnpike separates, if you see, in most areas of the New Jersey Turnpike, trucks in one area and then cars go to the other. But in New York, maybe you could jockey it around a little bit, because when we have guests, whether it's Jeannie, who, you know, I'm kind of embarrassed. I mean, she's such a glorious gal. She's so smart. Dr. Zeno, she's got to park. We can't send a car, so we don't send a car. And now, you know the traffic she's getting going back to Midtown?
Oh, I do.
And Mike coming in as well.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you could what is with that sarcastic little
9 million people that live in this city. I mean, no offense, but you know, there is traffic. No matter
and
when.
And then, how do they solve it? Congestion pricing.
Right. Well, the worst is, and I've seen this now three times over the last 2 weeks on the Garden State Parkway, I've seen 18-wheelers get on the parkway. They're not allowed there. They're allowed below, I think it's 95 or exit 95, whatever
man.
It is, because there's
no
stanchions. But this is a GPS problem that they're directing these 18-wheelers onto the parkway.
Yeah.
It's a big problem. There's going to be another major accident.
God forbid. God forbid. But the problem is you keep voting in progressive socialists. They have no idea how to run these states, run these towns. So, Frankie, after the show.
Although Chris Christie's record at bridges and traffic was not that great.
Don't even talk about it, right? Don't even talk about it like that. So, and it's a, oh, look out. The boss is coming in with, hello, boss. Hi, how are you? Do I stand? And Mike Lindell is in the house. Always welcome to join us. Michael!
Hello, how you doing?
You got the boss here and everything. I got to stand up now. Jerry Crowley. Hello, Mr. Crowley.
Morning.
Good to see you, sir.
How are
Mike,
you?
How are you, brother?
Good.
Come and give me a hug, my man.
I went to see Broadway Joe, not Joe.
I went down
the wrong way on
great
Broadway.
Great to see you, man. You making it, ripping it up all over the place. God bless. Sure.
I have one story I'm going to tell.
Okay.
Have a
seat. Go ahead. You got the bus, Mike. Great to have you here.
Stop falling down here.
That's all right. That's the wreath has been having a problem.
Okay.
But just in your honor, you know, so I put the crucifix
that's
up.
That's nice. No.
Good to see you, my brother. And boss Jerry Crowley, what are you doing here?
I'm going to steal 1 minute of Lindell's time. He has enough time, you know, between TV, radio.
He's
got enough media time. I get in the cab last night, and the cabbie's listening. I get in the cab. Guy says to me, very nice Afro-American fellow. He says, what do? I said, I run a couple radio stations. I said, one is AM 970, The Answer. Our morning man, Joe Piscopo. He goes, Joe Piscopo. He goes, is he still lifting? He was cut. What do his arms look like? Seriously. Seriously. And I told him the story of how you were lifting in your suit one night. We were both in the gym. I had my shorts.
My Wall Street workout.
I walk into, and he's in his suit lifting. Anyway, this cab driver is Sean the cabbie. He's our new best friend.
Oh, that's good. What's his name?
Sean.
Sean. Hiya, Sean.
And he
Piscopo,
was terrific.
Shout out.
And he was thrilled to know you're alive and well.
Right. And working out in my suit, for crying out loud.
So you got Mike
looking
Lindell.
Good.
Yeah, am I holding it up all right? I said, it's so worth these hours, though.
That's
Mike.
To follow, Mike.
Jerry, thank you. Thank you, Jerry.
Thanks, Jerry.
Mike, first of all, how are you, my friend?
Good. I'm doing great.
God bless you. You're doing so much.
I'm in shape. I just ran about a mile. I'm
so sorry. I said, well, you're sitting in the air. I'm like embarrassed. We don't send a car.
Well, I didn't know you had two Broadways.
Yeah. West and then Broadway. Because it just to confuse us.
I said, this is not my car. I mean, this.
Did you actually run? I know you ran.
Oh yeah, I ran about 6 blocks.
You know, I got to tell you. I want to tell you. And Mike Gallagher is going to join us. Your buddy Mike. And if you could stay with us for a while, we'd love for you to stay with us a while. Because I love what you did when you were down at the White House and you were the president was there and all that you're fighting against this horrific opioid problem. And you being a crack addict, brother. And we've talked about it. And I'll tell you, it's magnificent what you're doing. And then I'm watching on my phone, and the president goes, Mike Lindell. And then you're putting that. How did you get started with that? And what are you doing in that regard? I got a lot to talk to you about but can we start there?
Yeah, that's it's a 800-page opiate bill the president put into place. And I actually hired Doug Wardlow. He ran against Keith Ellison in Minnesota. So as for Attorney General, I hired him now for my attorney, so he can figure out that whole bill.
Ellison got it. That was weird.
I don't know, Joe. That's another story.
Oh my gosh!
But I'm launching the Lindell Recovery Network. So you're going to have all these stories of hope come down. Like you put in your age, 22-year-old opiate addict, and all these stories just like you will come down.
Yeah.
I'll show you where to go get help, and then I'm going to have paid mentors when you come out of there. all over the country, and we're going to beat this.
Because it walk me through it, Mike, too, because I don't understand. The opioid is what? That's the pills we should worry about? I used to worry, in my day, you know, when we were kids, they were either smoking the crack or they were just they would shoot heroin for crying out loud, or they would sometimes snort it. But they're getting hooked on pills now, yes?
Pills and then heroin and you know, the thing is, it's I often wondered back in our day, Joe, I thought, what if somebody had poison cocaine out there? Would a person still do it? I always thought that to myself.
Yeah.
Well, now you're finding out today with this deuterated opiate thing, people still do it, and they risk it every day. And it goes back to addiction's just masking pain, and I think people... you can't even scare people straight, is what I'm saying.
It's I know. And you had the most amazing story, is that when you were doing crack and you were just pushed it so far that
14 days.
That the that 14 days you were up, 14 days? Is that, and then the dealers, actually, the dealers in Minneapolis came over and said, yo, man, this is too much.
Right. They did an intervention on me, and there was, one of them came up. I went down the streets of Minneapolis. I couldn't buy crack anywhere. It was 2 o'clock in the morning. I came back up, and that one dealer says, he was waiting for me. He says, give me that phone. I'm going to take a picture of you. He said, you've been promising us for years now that this pillow is just a platform for God, and you're going to come back and help us all someday when you quit. He goes, we're not going to let you die on us. So it was very prophetic. I would tell those guys that all the time, that I'd come back someday and when I quit,
Yeah.
I didn't quit that day, but I...
You didn't quit that day?
No, another year.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, After the intervention?
Yeah.
You're still with the drug dealers? You're looking at the... And it was the toughest of tough in the inner city.
Yeah, absolutely. And they were the first ones that knew I quit. I looked them in the eye that day. I quit January 16, 2009, and they knew it was over. And they've one of them works for me now. He's a born-again Christian, and we're going back and helping everybody, and it's going to be an amazing platform.
That's a magnificent story. Yeah. But so, and see, they get hooked on the opioids like that. Somebody's hooked. They see the kids on it. It's, you know, it's a personality thing too, I think, because I know I'm obsessive compulsive, and I can remember I used to drink back in the day. Not on the show of Saturday Night Live never when I'm working, but afterwards we get hammered, like that. And then I turned it away, and I do a lot of that toward working out, because that's also an obsessive compulsive thing, so how do you tell, and where is there a place now where somebody could go who's listening, who has a child that's in a situation?
The best help out there, and they've been doing it since like 1886, is the Salvation Army Treatment Center.
Really?
They are so
really
amazing. They're right there with Teen Challenge, Union Gospel. They're in every single state, every single big city, believe, and they are amazing. I send everyone there. It's faith-based, it's donor based, so it's free. You're going to have a place, and plus they hire from within. It's almost like being there as an apprentice. You're learning its new skills, and they really address what everybody. The reason people get addicted is fear. A lot of it's fear of rejection and unworthiness. Joe, I couldn't talk to you. You told me that I was a natural. I'm serious. I was so shy, withdrawn.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, I'm serious. Absolutely.
Mike always says that. Joe, you told me you're a natural. Are you on the air? Are you kidding me?
But I think all these drugs that mask. False courage and mass pain to fit in, I think, kids to fit in and you get into the teens and early 20s. And I think there's a lot of that going on,
Mike Lindell with Piscopo in the Morning. This man is a legend. We have a lot to talk about. Can you hang for a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely.
I know you're pulled every which way. I just want to read an ad, and then we're going to bring Mike Gallagher in 8:51 with Piscopo in the Morning. Let me tell you about Harry's.com. Harry's.com, this is the best shave. And Mike understands because he knows. I'm so happy that I could tell people about the good product. The MyPillow, the mattress topper, forget about it. And now the deal that you gave us on MyPillow, Harry's does the same thing, Harry's.com. Are you hip to Harry's, Mike Lindell?
I'm in.
I got to get you, man. I'm going to tell you how to do it. It's a great shave. Debbie loves it. I love it. The blades are great. Now, you can get a Harry's holiday gift package. This is great. It comes in this spectacular box. It starts at just $10. $10. It's 100% quality guarantee. It's got a great handle. You have an option to engrave the handle. German engineered blades, foaming shave gel, travel cover to protect the blades, a handsome holiday box. And you know what? If you could redeem a Harry's trial offer to experience the quality shave before committing, Harry's.com. I live with it. As a matter of fact, I shaved yesterday. Excuse me. If you could hear, on the mic. You don't hear a beard. You know why? Because I shave with Harry's. You got to go to harrys.com. And this for you exclusively listening to the Piscopo Show. You get free shipping. It ends on December 12th, which is tomorrow. You got to act now. Go to harrys.com, please. Enter the code Piscopo to get $5 off any shave set while supplies last. harrys.com, code Piscopo. Hey, Mike Lindell and Mike Gallagher.
Listen,
Mike,
I want to tell the story about walking into the MyPillow headquarters in Minnesota and seeing the picture of Joe Piscopo on the wall with Mike Lindell at a baseball stadium. It was the coolest thing. I'm back home in New York. I went all the way to Minnesota to see my buddy Mike, and there's Joe on the wall.
And you sell more MyPillows than anybody, but my picture was up.
Yeah, that's true. There is that. Am I allowed? But today
no,
it's
AM 970.
AM 970, okay. Mike. At 10 o'clock, we go to a promo code Mike G.
He won't let me forget. He gets
that's the guy.
I know, no kidding.
Mike, where is the picture up? I'm very pleased. The MyPillow.
It's right in the lobby.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, yeah, I got it right there.
I am so proud.
Right,
this is what I love about this guy.
He kept telling me I was a natural.
It was great.
That's right.
But
right.
When I went in, they love you. We go to Minnesota. He goes, Joe, I want to take you to, there was a call center, and people were answering the calls, personally answering all the folks that call. And then we go to the MyPillow factory. You got the workers from Minneapolis there, from Minnesota, from your home state, and you're not moving. And every piece of that what you put in, all the product material and the fill is made in the United States of America.
And you can't 1,600 people?
Mike Gallagher, you know what, too?
1,600,
which is unbelievable. How many times did you get an offer to make this in China? I'm just curious.
Everyone. And they tried to copy me over there, but they tried to get me to go over there and make it. I wouldn't do it. You know, it's not all it's cracked up to be either, but, you know, you people that order products from overseas, you got what, a 4-month window. What if your footprint changes? You know, what if you're waiting and you don't get your product, right. You know, and they it can become quite expensive, more expensive. But what a joy it is to look out my door and see people I grew up with and everybody having careers, not jobs.
Yeah, yeah.
And careers.
Our,
and a lot of
president
and,
has formed careers.
That's what it's about. Yeah. And he knew about Donald Trump from day one. Mm-hmm. He had a dream. He literally had it was a divine intervention thing where he dreamt about meeting the president in a room and he wound up.
Now they're
buddies.
Excuse me, Mike.
We'll
see him next. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you wrote him out? Yeah, great.
I've never been to. Have you been to Mar-a-Lago?
No.
I
didn't go to the holiday Christmas party either down there.
No, 2 years now.
Guys,
I've been invited.
Here. Let's go.
Yeah. I'll bet we could get in with Mike. I'll bet Mike could get us in the door.
I look online.
Right. I'm inviting you both.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Trump, Mr. President. You don't mind my buddies. President Trump loves Mike Gallagher.
Well, he loves Joe Piscopo.
No, he won't.
Joe Piscopo is open for him. New York, New York. I mean.
No. We don't.
We've all been on a similar journey, but what I want to know, has Saturday Night Live made fun of you yet, Mike?
Yes, they have.
Did somebody do you on SNL?
Not me. If they did, they've done the pillow a few times.
Yeah, I saw them on with Michael Che.
Well, and they made fun of Laura Ingraham once when and said what product she had left, and it was the
MyPillow. Yeah.
But
there's
stood
truth.
Strong.
You stood by them.
That
you stood
which is
by
great.
Fox
stood,
News
yeah,
when Laura was being
absolutely.
Targeted.
Oh, they say on my Twitter now, if they say, told me to boycott something, they go, don't boycott MyPillow. Mike Lindell just doubled down.
Digs his heels in.
But he did. I read the Hollywood Reporter story.
Yeah.
I cannot believe you were in the Hollywood Reporter. Did you see that?
No, and not only that, the CBS Sunday Morning, they did a big profile, and I held my breath. I thought, oh, gosh, what are they going to do? And it was positive.
Yeah, yeah.
It's hard to know Mike's story, Joe, and not walk away being impressed.
That's right.
Here's a guy putting people to work. In many cases, these are people like him who have kind of been at rock bottom, and he's given them another chance in life, and now they're blossoming. And how many 80,000 a day is it? How many pillows a day?
Sold 44 million now.
No,
44
Mike.
Million pillows.
Yeah. Yeah,
41 of them sold through the Mike Gallagher Show. Having a good month.
Promo code AM 970.
Mike G. That was about the movie I'm in, Unplanned.
Unplanned. We want to talk about that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's very controversial.
You got a second to hang around maybe afterwards? Mike is
good
on.
You guys.
Mike,
you guys
10:05, Mike Gallagher. Mike, what's on the show today, boy? Everything.
My pillow promo code Mike G. 10:05.
Come on, leave me something. Leave me something, Mike. Come on.
Jerry Crowley's on line four. I got to go talk to him now. Cheryl Atkinson on the show, 10:30. Cool. She's wonderful.
Cool.
And the great Mike Lindell's going to stop by and visit us.
I love it. Mike, great to see you always. We love you, Mike. Mike Lindell and Mike Gallagher at one time on one show. And Mike's on at 10:05. You know what? We're going to go to a break, Mike Lindell. Stay with us if you can. We're like good friends now, man. I appreciate it. We started on the radio, and I really, really respect and love you for all that you've done and all that you do. Now this film, this unplanned film, for you to go to the Hollywood Reporter, and then they said you support the president. You went, you're right. That's right. I did. Greatest president of all time in Hollywood.
I said, everybody loves our president. Some just don't know it yet.
That was so courageous. And you know what? It was a great piece.
Yeah.
Because you're just being honest.
Yeah, I just put it out there. And if they attack me, don't last long. I think people go, why even bother? He's going to keep doing it.
He's going to keep saying
good things about our president.
Yeah, that's right. How was the Christmas party anyway? It was fun? Fun at the White House?
Yeah.
Huh? All right. All right. Yeah. You going to invite me next time?
Yes,
sure.
Yeah.
Mr. President, my friend Joe, he says I'm a natural. Piscopo in the morning. Mike Lindell coming up. David Burke and Oz Perlman coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
30 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. County property taxes going up by about 2% in Westchester. Lawmakers approved a nearly $2 billion budget for 2019. There are no layoffs or cuts in services as part of the new budget. However, the county is reportedly relying on money from a planned sale of a few parking lots in White Plains. A Bronx man is dead after being shoved into traffic during an argument. Police say the 19-year-old victim, Angel Reyes Gonzalez, was arguing with another person in Fordham Manor on Monday evening when he was pushed into the street at 194th and Bainbridge Avenue. He was hit by an ambulance and died of severe head trauma. The driver remained on the scene, but the shoving suspect fled. Police are combing the area looking for the suspect. In sports, Lightning doubled up the Rangers 6-3. Sharks over the Devils 5-2. Seahawks beat the Vikings on Monday Night Football 21-7.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.